Good afternoon. It is August 3rd, 2016. The time is 4:54 p.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. On this Wednesday, I'm out of work. Just got done, been done here for over an hour with the day job, but I've got a cold brew here at the computer desk. And yes, it's pretty hot and humid, a little bit to a certain degree. We've got the air conditioning on. But I normally do these audios in the morning, but I've got a subject that I'd like to talk about, which has to do with Instagram. And I was going to talk about Pokemon, but I guess I can talk about that tomorrow morning. But Instagram. Instagram has a new feature about it. Yesterday, Tuesday, the Facebook owned, and I didn't know Facebook owned Instagram, but Facebook owned photo sharing app unveiled Stories. That's the new thing on Instagram. It's called Stories, where users post photos and videos summing up their day, like Snapchat, which I haven't used. The updates users post will disappear after 24 hours, unless you download them. You can save them. Also, like Snapchat, Instagram users can get creative by adding texts or drawings over the still picture or the video. You can also add emojis, I found, because I did one this morning on my Instagram app that's on my LG smartphone, and I already got a response back here from an Englishman in the Balkans, David Bailey. Let's see what he has to say. He goes, "Looking cool, my dear chap. Thank you, David. Greatly appreciated." And I think I caught a little bit of his Facebook live show, and he talked about the Stories app. And there's another David over there in Ireland at Party World on Twitter, but I guess he's Party World TV here on Instagram. He says, "Have a good day, thumbs up," as far as commenting on my stories that I did. And I thought I was just going to do a photograph of a good morning from the cornfield, and then I put an emoji on there where the corn is 5 feet. So I never got into Snapchat. I didn't want to download another app. I've had Instagram on my smartphone now for maybe about 6 to 8 months. So this is an add-on to the Instagram, and after finding out where I could start my stories on Instagram, it's up in the upper left-hand corner of the application on my smartphone, a little plus. And I guess the comments is the little inbox there off to the right there. But I'm already seeing a story from David Bailey, and also our friend Jane Boyd up there in Vancouver. She added some pictures here. Okay, something she's eating. The first picture I saw, test, I could like this. That was yesterday. Then it goes to another picture, still testing, still resting. Then this morning was, what makes you happy? And now she has something.
That is fruit crumble with mint tea for breakfast.
Okay, she's talking about her breakfast. Right? So this is pretty, and I guess when you do the video, it only lasts for about a minute maybe. And so I'm pretty excited about this because I've already been using Instagram, and I like it. It's okay. I'm not following a whole bunch of people there. I'm probably following, I've only got 66 posts. I got 10 followers, and I'm following 13. So I'm not a power user by any means. But I do think this is a pretty neat app right out of the gate, just like Pokemon. I'm not a Pokemon fan, but I've become one since I've used that app. So it's pretty neat to be able to use this and get creative with it, and that's the whole purpose of it, and have fun with it. So it's another... Now, like I said, I'm not knocking the Snapchat. I just couldn't get into it. I just didn't want to download it. I always look at things beforehand, and it didn't really appeal to me. But if this is what Snapchat is similar to doing, I'll stay on Instagram because I already have the app. I'm used to the app, and I don't want to go through another learning curve on another picture app. I like Instagram. It's out of 5 stars. I would give it at least 3.5 to 4 stars. I like it. when I use it, when I have time to use it, and I remember to use it. But I think this is this stories feature is pretty neat as far as what you can do. But Instagram says their new stories feature means users don't have to worry about overposting. Instead, they can share as much as they want throughout the day, bringing stories to life in new ways with text and drawing tools. The photos and videos will disappear after 24 hours. Of course, you can. I did see a download feature, so I got to still play with this some more. And I just think in this post-Blab, because I was on that live stream application called Blab, I spent a lot of time. Now we've got Pokemon Go. Now we have Instagram Stories. I'm really enjoying. And then there's another application I want to talk about that I ended up using yesterday to talk with our good friend David Bailey over there in the Balkans. Maybe that'll be the next day on the next audio. But I want to talk about Pokemon tomorrow, because there's something that came up in Pokemon in the recent update that I think I posted an article, but I didn't talk about it in audio, and I'd like to. So I'm coming home. I'm going to be probably playing around with this after dinner, because it's just pushing a minute past 5 p.m., which means dinner is getting ready to be put on the table here as I sort of wind down the afternoon and sort of cruise into the evening here to relax and get ready for work tomorrow. Now, again, I don't really do the audios that often late in the afternoon, but I'm pretty excited about this Instagram, and sort of will be using it. I encourage people to check it out. It's, like I said, a pretty fun app. And they did have something, I guess before I go, I got to mention something. I do recall when Snapchat came out, and now with Stories, there was an app that I used, I don't know how long ago. I have it on my iPad, one of my iPod Touches that I have in my hand right now. And it's called Mixbit. And the application Mixbit is similar to what Stories is doing and similar to what Snapchat. And I think this came out either right at the same time as Snapchat or just before. And I think I did one. I think it was several years back, because I'm looking at the drafts pictures now. And it's when I made some pistachio fudge. And it was just before Christmas. And I'm thinking that was 3 years ago, if not 4 years ago. So there's an application called Mix. It's called Mixbit that never really caught on, but I thought it was pretty unique. And I think that's why I'm so excited about Instagram, because it reminds me of this application that I don't use anymore. It's still sitting on my iPad or iPod Touch. And I don't think I'll be using it, because I have Instagram Stories. So if you haven't downloaded it, check it out. I think, and if you have the Instagram app, you need to update, because I think they just had an update just prior to yesterday, because a guy at work who uses Instagram, I looked on his Samsung phone, and he fired it up, and it looked like he didn't have it, so he had to get the update. So, and then you'll see that little, when you fire up the application, you'll see in the upper left hand, and you go to your home page, you'll see the little plus sign that is in the upper left hand, just to the left of the Instagram thing there. So, but that's all I have. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my beer here just before dinner, and hope you all have a good one going into the evening, or if you're waking up in the morning over on the other side of this blue marble. You all live life. Have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.